Friends, welcome back to this next chapter of Six Sigma, and that is major phase. We have discussed in detail the defined phase, and the major phase is immediately after the defined phase, and we will discuss this major phase also in detail. Major phase involves operationally defining the CTQs. We know the CTQs. Customer critical requirements we know, then we have to operationally define which operations, which processes create that CTQ. Conducting studies of the validity of the measurement system. For example, whatever measurement system we have a gauge, or we have a micrometer screw gauge, or we have vernier caliper, or we have a gauge, which is digital gauge, we have to conduct studies of the validity of the measurement system of the CTQs. Because if I measure something and it has some error in that measurement, then my decision will be wrong. If I am running a process and I am measuring the, let us say, diameter of that process, diameter of that product, and the measurement system is defective, then I will take wrong decision because the measurement system is not capable. So, measurement system must be capable. What is the capability of the measurement system? I will come to that. Collecting baseline data for the CTQs. What is baseline data? What is happening today as far as the X and Y of the CTQs? What is happening today? Before I do any improvement, before I take any actions, what is happening today about the CTQs, XS as well as Ys, X and Y, what is happening? Baseline data. Data created by a capable measurement system. A measurement system which is accurate enough. For example, I am taking my body weight every day. I should not have a measurement system which gives me different readings after different time. For example, if I take the weight now, it is showing 79.6. After 10 minutes, when I do the weight, it shows me 80. Then after 15 minutes, when I take the weight, it shows me 81, then that measurement system is not capable. It should be repeatable. It should have reproducibility. All that I will explain to you later. A measurement system should have repeatability and reproducibility. That is the capability of the system. That means if I do the measurements time and again, it should show the same reading. Even if the gauge is used by user number 1, user number 2, user number 3, all the readings taken by all the three individuals should be same. That is the reproducibility. So, we will discuss the capability of the measurement system. And then, we should have the baseline data for the CTQs, which is created by a capable measurement system. Then establishing the baseline capabilities for the CTQ. What is the capability? If I run continuously 100 parts on that same machine after one setting, what are the readings which show whether they are within the control limit or above the control limit, whether that process is stable or not? That is the capability. We will discuss that in detail. The steps involved in major phase are validate problem and process. Which problem is created by which process? That validation is required. Redefine problem. Redefine the goal. After getting the baseline data, major key steps inputs, because every output is result of the input. We have to measure that. Measure the existing system, whether that system is good enough for giving the customer what he wants. That is the thing what we do in the measurement. The steps involved in measure phase are establish valid and reliable metric. Metric is what we measure. How much should be the amount? How much should be the quantity which satisfies the customer? Metrics. Metric is measure everything that results into customer satisfaction. Metric. Establish current process baseline performance using that metric. For example, I told you, customer gives you a ring and I lift the phone sometimes in 10 seconds, sometimes in 20 seconds, sometimes in 50 seconds, sometimes after 5 minutes, sometimes I don't attend the telephone at all. Baseline performance. Then I know what is my goal. My goal is, let us say 15 seconds or 20 seconds. First of all, measurement should be good. For example, I have a watch, wristwatch, which is not digital. So maybe whatever reading I am getting is erroneous, not very accurate. But if I have a digital watch, I know exactly what fraction of second is the time taken by a process. So we should have a capable measurement system which is repeatable and reproducible. The purpose of this measure phase is to describe the opportunity for improvement and quantify the baseline performance, because baseline performance will tell me how long I have to walk, how far I have to go. And baseline performance should be created by using a capable measurement system, not by an ordinary measurement system which is not accurate. Then my baseline data will be erroneous, and then the decision taken by me will also be wrong. When changes are made for improvement, then the business can verify the effectiveness of the change. For example, if I change the cycle time of a process from 8 seconds to 9 seconds, then I should know that output is to what extent improvement has happened in that output. To analyze data, basic statistical techniques such as average. For example, I am running a process of machining the diameter, turning. And then the tolerance is 60, upper tolerance is, upper specification limit is 65, lower specification limit is 61. Then I run 100 parts. I find that the diameters are 61, 62, 62.5 and so on. I calculate the average of those 100 parts, the diameters of 100 parts average. That is the process average, which if the quantity is large, I call that average as mu. If the quantity is small, only 50 or 100, I call that average as x bar. Understand this. I have used this word x bar up till now, but first time I am using the word mu. When a large quantity of lakhs of parts is there, the average measurement is called as mu. When the quantity is small, I call that average value as x bar. Then standard deviation. Up till now, I have two times or three times I have told you how to calculate the standard deviation. Sometimes I call that standard deviation as S or S bar. Sometimes I call that as sigma. When the quantity is large, I call that standard deviation as sigma. When quantity is small, maybe 5 parts only, 5 samples, then I call that standard deviation as S. And what is that S or what is that sigma? It is the root mean square of the difference between the individual value and the X bar. That is the standard deviation. And the aim of all these 6 sigma is to reduce that standard deviation to whatever least possible available to us. Standard deviation and probability distributions. Yesterday I plotted a Gaussian distribution, a bell-shaped curve. Twice or thrice I have shown you that probability distribution I will plot, and then they are critical for understanding the nature of excessive variation in the process. If that spread is too big, which is much more than the specification limits, then we will have so many defectives, undersize and oversize, so many defectives will be there. Then I have to calculate what is the sigma level and then reduce that standard deviation to the whatever maximum possible for us. Random causes of variation. Random causes, earlier I call these causes as common causes. Common causes of variation, these are ambient temperature. In summer, we have high ambient temperature. In winter, we have low ambient temperature. That may be affecting the process. Supplier to supplier variation. Supplier from Mumbai, his variation. Supplier from Nasik, he is not very highly trained. His parts will have different variation. So, supplier to supplier variation is there. Operation to operation variation is there, inherent in the process. Assignable causes, for which I call it as special causes earlier, are those that change for specific reasons, such as machine breakdown. After machine breakdown, what value I get is different. Untrained operator creates some defects which are not there within control limits. Use of wrong material, harder material, gives me defective parts. Some design related issue, incorrect setup of the part. These are the assignable causes, special causes. Random causes are difficult to diagnose. Many of them act concurrently at the same time. Assignable causes are known, they are specific and are introduced in the process. In statistical terms, random causes are the ones that are more likely to happen as a routine, as inherent problems in the process. But when I calculate, when I make a statistical process control chart, the parts are always within control limits. Control limits are fixed by me and they are all in control limits. But assignable causes happen less often and are exceptions because of these earlier things what I have told, and that is untrained operator, machine breakdown, use of wrong material, incorrect setup and design related issues. Another measure of performance is cost of quality. The traditional cost of quality consists of four categories. Cost of poor quality, internal failures, that is scrap, rework done by me, these are internal failures. External failures, that is warranty returns, warranty cost. Then appraisal, what is appraisal? Inspection cost, prevention cost. I have invested into better machines, better measurement systems, better processes, so that I prevent any scrap or any rework. I prevent any warranty returns. But that also is a cost which I have invested to get better quality. So, what are the principles of this cost of poor quality are prevention of defects, the cost invested in the prevention of defects, cost invested in inspection of the parts, which is also non-value added operation, then cost of external failures and cost of internal failures, all together we have to control. We have to control external failures, we have to control internal failures, and we have to reduce our inspection process because it is non-value added process. Okay, we can't reduce the prevention because prevention is better than cure. But there also, we can't have dead investment of many, many machines. So then we can have the least cost of quality. All costs of poor quality are not measured in the company's accounting system. Our accounting system doesn't take care of all this, like prevention and appraisal. These costs are not considered. So it takes effort to understand, measure it accurately. Accuracy and precision are two distinctive properties. What is accuracy? Accuracy is that all parts are lying on this inner circle. This is the accuracy. And what is the precision? Precision is no part is lying in this circle, which is the customer requirement, but all parts are lying together in this. This is precision. Precision is very good, but it is not accurate, and that's why it doesn't satisfy the customer. So we should be having precision, no doubt, but more than that, we must be accurate for customer requirements. That is the requirement here. Then bias. What is bias? In English, we generally call this bias as preconceived notion, that we may be having some opinion about some person. That is that bias. But in this case, what is bias? Bias is the difference between observed average of the measurement and reference value, which can be determined by averaging several measurements for a higher level of measurement system. For example, I have a gauge by which I take 50 parts. The average reading of this diameter is, let us say, 62. Average reading of the diameter which is measured by this gauge is 62. But a higher level of measurement system, more accurate level of measurement system, tells me that the average diameter is not 62 baba, it is 62.5. When I produce parts in Nasik, my measurement system gives me a diameter of 62. When I feel that all the parts are 100% okay, because the specification is 62. When I export these parts to Germany, they reject my lot because they say, sir, the diameter is wrong. It is not 62, it is 62.5. That is the bias. Bias is observed reading compared to the reading taken by a higher level of measurement system. We have to reduce the bias, otherwise we will fail like anything. Our measurement system should not have any bias. It should correspond to the standard measurement system. Bias is a big problem in the measurement system. Then, repeatability. I told you, I take the diameter. Now, the average is 62. After 15 minutes, if I measure these diameters, 100 diameters, the reading comes 62.1. After half an hour, the average comes to 62.2. After 1 hour, the reading comes to 61. I say, the gauge is not repeatable. It is not to be believed. It gives different readings at different times. So, gauge or measuring system must be repeatable. If it is not repeatable, the baseline data will be erroneous. We will take wrong decisions. So, the measurement system should be repeatable. If it is not repeatable, change the measurement system, bring more capable measurement system, or repair the existing gauge. But definitely, the gauge or measurement system should be repeatable. As I told you, I have a weight measurement system in my house. Every day morning, I take body weight. Suppose I take the body weight at 6 o'clock in the morning. If it is 79.1, and after 15 minutes if I take, if it is 79.2, I don't believe that measurement system. Because I know that my body weight cannot increase by 0.1 kg within 15 minutes. So I don't believe that measurement system. Because I know that measurement system must be repeatable. Then reproducibility. For example, what is that reproducibility? That the diameter of a part measured by operator number 1, the average is 62. When the same gauge is used by another operator for checking the same parts, the average is different. When it is measured by third operator, the reading is different. Then I say that the gauge is not reproducible. I want the gauge or measurement system to be repeatable and also reproducible. People are different. They will apply different force on that gauge. Maybe because of that, the readings are different. The spring force is different because of operator number 1, operator number 2, operator number 3. But I definitely don't want any reproducibility problem in that. I want operator number 1, operator number 2, operator number 3, the average reading must be same. Then if I measure the diameter over different times, I want the same readings to come. I want my measurement system to be repeatable and reproducible. Important steps in measurement process: select what to measure. It can be diameter, it can be temperature, it can be pressure, it can be speed, it can be feed, it can be depth of cut. Select what to measure. Develop operational definitions, clear, understandable and unambiguous description of what is to be measured. Identify data source. Prepare collection and sampling plan. What is sampling plan? For example, I go to the machine, take 5 parts and write down and calculate the average and calculate the S, that is standard deviation. Then after 15 minutes or half an hour, what is the tool change time or some other parameter? I decide that the next sample should be taken after half an hour. Every half an hour, I should take 5 parts. That is the sampling interval I decide. Implementation and refine measurement. Every time I check the repeatability and reproducibility, I try to refine that measurement system. I will use the measurement system with the least count, which will be lower than the other measurement systems. I should be able to measure if the roundness error of a component is specified as 0.5 micron or 0.5 micrometers. Then I should have a measurement system which will have a least count of less than 0.5 micrometers. Maybe it should be maybe 0.05 microns. Otherwise, the measured roundness error will not be okay. So, measurement system capability. In the measure phase, the team refines the measurement definitions and determines the current performance or baseline data of the process. Determine how the process currently performs. Today, I am having an automatic turning machine and I produce 100 parts. I must know what is the average reading of that diameter or internal diameter. I should know what is the standard deviation. Then I can calculate the machine capability. I should know what is going on now. What is the machine capability now? How many errors, how many defectives are produced by the process? Create a plan to collect the data. Ensure that the data is reliable, because with unreliable data, if I start working, all my decisions will be wrong. Very, very important point. Gather the baseline data, update project charter, because in project charter, we have to write what is the baseline performance of the process. Baseline performance is where I start traveling. If I have to start from Nasik to Pune, Nasik is my baseline performance and Pune is my output. Where I stand now? What improvement I have to do for knowing that I should know where do I stand now? What is my today's performance? Very, very important. We must understand that. So these are the tools commonly used in major phase, measurement systems analysis, that is repeatability, reproducibility, bias, all these things. Statistical process control charts, run charts, and Pareto analysis.